This is episode 16 of UFO Encounters. This week I'm reading from Chris Evers' book. It's called The Shape of Things to Come, from Elsewhere. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. And when reading these books, I always find such fascinating information that never makes it into the podcast. And here I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record the extract from the book, and the author kindly said yes. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe. So I'm going to start by reading from part two of Chris's book. It's called Questions, Questions and More Questions. And so this is what Chris has written. The first video, which was recorded of the so-called Tic Tacs in 2004 by Lieutenant Commander Chad Underwood, who took off from the USS Nimitz after his commanding officer, David Frevor of the Nimitz Carrier Strike Group, investigated radar indications of a possible target off the coast of Southern California. And do please remember that the US Carrier Strike Force had been picking up unusual radar contacts over a number of days and weeks whilst on exercise during 2004. Underwood's fighter was said to be equipped with a new advanced infrared camera system, which he utilized to record the now globally famous video footage. The objects were suspicious, moving at an elevation of 28,000 feet and at 138 miles per hour, too high to be birds and travelling too slow to be any kind of conventional aircraft. Underwood spoke to New York Magazine in 2019 and recollected what happened during the incident. Underwood told the magazine that the object was erratic in its behaviour, in that its changes in altitude, airspeed and aspect were just unlike things that I have ever encountered before flying against other air targets. He continued that it was behaving in ways that aren't physically normal, and that the Tic Tac was not obeying the laws of physics. Underwood said, it was going from like 50,000 feet to, 100 feet in like seconds, which is not possible. The speed at which an object would travel, if it were dropped from a stationary height of 50,000 feet to 100 feet, and I am suggesting the Tic Tac dropped that distance in 5 seconds, the speed in miles per hour would be 6,804. But this does not consider the acceleration of the device itself just dropping from 50,000 feet to a full stop at 100 feet over the ocean. It would travel at 35,928,000 feet per hour, or 9,980 feet per second. Dr. Sala also claims that on his website that the incredible speeds the USAF craft can achieve, both in the atmosphere and underwater, are due to their ability to utilize the principle of supercavitation, where a cavitation bubble is created around a craft, moving water molecules out of the craft's flight path and eliminating friction. This sounds similar to creating a warp bubble, similar to the idea in the TV series Star Trek, and using its warp technology. The supercavitation effect is explained thus by Wikipedia. A supercavitating object is a high-speed submerged object that is designed to initiate a cavitation bubble at its nose. The bubble extends, either naturally or augmented with internally generated gas, past the aft end of the object and prevents contact between the sides of the object and the liquid. This separation substantially reduces the skin friction drag on the supercavitating object. Some individuals have suggested that the Tic Tac craft were assembled in Palmdale, California, in a highly classified Air Force facility called Plant 42. According to Mike Turber, who says he worked at Plant 42, next to the infamous Skunk Works, it was after his Air Force career ended that he then realized that some of the craft being secretly constructed there were related to the Tic Tac. Sightings, which he claims he first learned about in 2005. He says that at that time he worked with the Air Force and was analysing radio communications from Navy pilots who were discussing their sightings of UFOs that could manoeuvre both in the air and sea. Turber says that he knows of at least three models of hybrid air, sea and space vehicles that have been built at Plant 42. He also asserts that at least 20 of these had been built and deployed during the time he worked at the secret Plant 42 facility. The largest is, he claims, 46 feet long, which, as he says, is the perfect size and allows it to be easily loaded onto trucks for quick transportation along California's highway system. Air Force Plant 42 is at Palmdale, California, north of Pasadena in Los Angeles County. It is operated by Lockheed, Rockwell International, Northrop, and Nero. Plant 42 is located in the northeastern portion of the Los Angeles County, California, within the Antelope Valley of the Mojave Desert, approximately 80 miles north of Los Angeles. It covers 6,000 acres, and the government owns 85%, and includes approximately 4.2 million square feet of floor space, and the government owns 45% of that. The site includes multiple high bay buildings and airfield access with flyaway capability. The facility also has one of the heaviest load-bearing runways in the world. Mike Turba has claimed that the USAF Tic Tac craft use advanced stealth and invisibility technology, and that the USAF deployed them near Navy ships to evaluate pilot reactions, to essentially mess with the Navy. Turba says that the Navy has now developed similar craft, and that major nations such as China and Russia have developed exactly the same craft. So much for Plant 42 being a super secret base. China's hybrid spacecraft are more evolved than Russia's, and they are quickly catching up to the USAF aircraft. We have the assertion that the US craft are based on captured extraterrestrial space vehicles, first developed in the 1950s from civilian sources such as Dundee University, before finding their way to institutions such as the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. Unfortunately, Turba has not shared any official documents confirming his Air Force career and work with different military contractors. This is puzzling, since other former USAF personnel and corporate employees, such as Edgar Fuchs, have publicly released such documentation when they have come forward to reveal their insider knowledge of the TR-3B and Aurora project, for example, without suffering any repercussions. What Turba did share with his interviewer, Jim Breslow, was data from the Google Maps timeline feature that showed that on November 18, 2017, his phone recorded a flight from Ontario, California, to the east coast of the United States that lasted 1 hour and 24 minutes. Turba alluded to the incident as objective evidence that he was involved in a highly classified aerospace project at the time, but was not able to reveal more details. The phone data timeline mentioned above does seem to corroborate his core claim of having worked on classified aerospace projects, since it is difficult to explain how anyone using conventional aviation transport can travel from the west to east coast of the United States in 84 minutes. While it seems to say he had the ability to travel in at least one fast-flying craft on at least one occasion, it does not prove other claims. Nevertheless, the Google Maps travel timeline isn't sufficient to corroborate what his official sources told him, so hopefully Turba will share some of his documentation to substantiate his military and aerospace career. Until then, we have to be skeptical when viewing his information and suggestions, and view them perhaps as figments of an overactive imagination. Is Turba another Bob Lazar, who is both believed and regarded with skepticism in equal measure? Does the same thought also carry to Michael Sala, whose claims of craft flying in three different elements, water, air, and the vacuum of outer space, also have the ring of truth? Think of the following. If the Tic Tacs are secret US-based devices, or indeed Russian or Chinese devices, tested and flown over potential enemies' respective nations, or over their home nations, how safe is it to assess the reactions to these devices if used against the service personnel of your home nation? All it would take is one trigger-happy or nervous individual who is not entirely in the loop, and we have World War III. If the pilots that chased the Tic Tacs and similar devices, as well as the radar operators on board the USS Nimitz and other vessels, were experienced and, at the time of the sightings, were at the controls of arguably the most advanced flight technology ever created, not only were they left out of the loop, as many of the interviews and documentaries and podcasts seem to suggest, yet none can explain what they saw. So this week I was reading from Chris Evers' book, The Shape of Things to Come, from Elsewhere. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up to Patreon. On the Alien UFO Podcast Patreon, when you sign up for $5 a month, you get an extended episode every week. And for $2 a month, you can get an extended episode every month. Just go to patreon.com/AlienUFOPodcast. The link is in the show notes. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.